Yes, bro. This is like, Nate, this is what happens when you put your show right after mine. I'm glad that it's right after mine, but there's going to be a couple days where I need to go get food and
it'll,
do work.
It'll be different. It'll be different, but... You know, you got to listen to a Stephanie. And... You got to listen to Magnus.
All right.
You got to listen to everybody.
Let's wrap up real quick. Last words from you, Nady Nate. What do you got to say?
Peace, love... And you give what you earn. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm talking about respect.
Last words from you, Leo.
Hope everyone has a great, wonderful night, and they have sweet dreams, and I will see you on Nady's show.
For love to hear it. Last words from you, Mars.
Peace and love, and everyone should dye their hair blue. And that's it.
Thank you for tuning in to Airbud. Goodbye.
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians, which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit stopaapihate.org for more information on how you can help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
It was a bad time, wouldn't go back. But memories of good times, they really last. Arms in your sweatshirt, primrose at night. Mint chocolate ice cream, your hazel eyes. I know it's so low to hate you for leaving without me, but why leave so quickly? Do you miss me? Did all of this past year mean anything? Maybe it's all in my mind. I swear if I saw you tonight, we could make peace with it, not have to see. Take back the that I
Yo, yo, yo. Hold on, let me get my headphones. I don't even have my headphones on. What's going on, everybody? This is Andromeda. The second showing, yeah. All right, Joe. Joe's dipping. Leo, you out of here, too?
I can say what's up real quick.
All right. How about you? I'll see you, Joe.
I'm on, too.
On mic, too?
Yeah.
All right. Say what's up.
What's up? This is Leo. What's your DJ name? DJ Wero?
Yeah, DJ Wero.
I'm DJ Wero's awesome and cool roommate, Leo.
You're Henny D's roommate. You're my sweet mate.
All right, yeah, that's... You can say that.
Your boy got blessed 2 years in a row. I got... Well, I had Mitch, but...
Roommates have ended up leaving, like, every year you've been here.
Yeah, except in freshman year, the guy stuck it out the entire year and then decided to leave during the summer instead of coming back. So, yeah, I had to deal with him, and he was obnoxious. I did not like that guy.
Yeah.
I got a multitask right now. I just got a login code.
What were the topics you wanted to talk about today? I know you had a few.
I actually only have one off the top of my head. I didn't think of some other stuff.
It sounded like before, like you had a lot.
I was gonna... Oh, my God. Hold on, let me...
You should really, get your login stuff saved so you don't have to waste time.
All right, well, we got it. And you know what I was thinking of, actually?
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of... Hold on, give me a sec. Actually, we can talk about our good old buddy pal Dez, who was on the air last week. You weren't on the air last week, Lee.
I was not. I was listening.
You were listening. So you know that we did like a little Dez interview.
Yeah.
Dez, he's been on top of his game lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just dropped a new album, a new 4KFM album called Dez Weep, mm-hmm. A collaborative album.
Are you on that?
No. But I know you are.
Yeah, I have, one of them is my song, but I do not have a Spotify account or a DistroKid account, so Dez posted that one for me on his album, because we're both on that one. And it was originally a song, the song is called Low Main, off of Dez's album, and it was originally gonna be his song, but then I just made this very catchy hook and I kind of ran with it, and then it was my song. But the other song, Digital My Life, that song is really, really good. I've been trying out this like Coach Ice mix because I really love Coach Ice, and I kind of just stole his whole flow, not gonna lie, but I really love Coach Ice. So it's okay. And we're not really in this for serious. Not in it for fake, but not in it for serious. Just out here making low cortisol music.
I like that.
Except Digital My Life is not very low cortisol, but Low Main is.
Yeah, but, I was about to bring up Digital My Life. I love that song.
Yeah, it's really good. To Tony, the producer for that song and most of the songs on that album. I don't know if there are any that aren't produced by him, but he has been on an absolute tear recently. And he's just like been producing so much, and like all his beats are pretty amazing, I will say. So shout out to Tony. He's on some other... He's on some other stuff.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
Nady, I know you have some songs in the work with Dez. He's been recording on your computer.
I do.
And, well, on the topic of the Dez Weep album, I've kind of heard every song off it because I live in the studio where it was recorded, which is my bedroom. And my roommate Henry, aka Hand Weep, is always recording. So I get a nice little sneak peek at all the music that's on the album.
Yeah, shout out to Hand Weep. That's your roommate.
Yeah.
We like to call you guys the special room. Room 101C.
It's really ironic, especially coming from you, I won't lie, that you call it the special room.
What are you talking about?
I mean this in no offense, but you know, you do.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about, Willis?
Well, I don't know. Coming from someone who took the long bus to school.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
I don't know if you're in a position to be saying that.
Was it that I took the long bus or was it that I took the extra long bus?
You took the extra long bus.
Yeah.
The extra long bus. It was like a Caterpillar bus, but for a school bus.
Now you see there's a difference, right?
What's the difference?
Well, the long bus, that's the...
That's the regular bus.
No. What are you talking about?
I wasn't...
The extra long bus... is the VIP exclusive bus. That's like the limousine bus right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're still talking about school buses, are we not?
Yeah.
I've never seen a limousine school bus.
You never seen a limousine school bus?
No.
You never seen an extra long bus?
I've also never seen the extra long bus, but I know that you've told us many times that you took that you used to take the extra long bus, and I'm honestly very intrigued to see what that would look like. You said it's like the Caterpillar buses in the city.
Ah, okay.
That's what you said.
No. I mean.
So what were the extra long buses like?
The extra long bus is phenomenal. It's like a party bus, pretty much. You know, it's just me, all the buzzies, and we just all dancing, chilling, partying, vibing, doing whatever. You know?
You know... Did you ever have, like, a really cool bus driver? I just remembered in elementary school when you were saying, you know, hanging out in the back, we would be playing FNAF on this kid's iPad because he was in third grade and had an iPad. But I had this bus driver named Mike, and he was just a great dude, you know? He would, like... He would take our orders for, like, Dunkin' Donuts throughout the week. And then on Fridays, he would pull up, and when you get on the bus, he would give you the donut that you asked for out of his own pocket.
You know, I remember you telling me about that, actually.
Yeah, really.
You had
really loved
some
that guy.
Valid teachers, some valid bus drivers.
Yeah.
I never had a valid bus driver.
Hmm.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, Leo. The only time I really had to take the bus was like middle school.
You didn't take in elementary school?
No, I didn't need to.
Oh.
Elementary school was close.
But you didn't take like public transportation in middle school?
I did take public transportation. I took the school bus in sixth grade.
Hmm. What do you have playing in the back?
This is some Cuphead soundtracks, and I am trying to search for some of my favorite stuff right now. Some of the themes are like really nice.
I have still yet to play Cuphead.
Well, I haven't touched it in a minute. I got better things that I need to be doing, but I will say it is a phenomenal game. And here we go. Just found one of my favorite soundtracks. I just beat this boss, too.
Which one is this?
This is Beppy the Clown.
I don't know that one.
Aisle 2. This is the clown guy who then turns into the carousel. And he has, like, the roller coaster coming in and out, and it's just, like, such an annoying boss fight. But there we go. But, yeah, no, I did really want to talk about the PM drama because it just humors me, you know, like, I'm not really too much involved with it. Like, I really never talked to the kid, PM. But I do know that PM has, like, a little bit of... What is it? He has, like, a little bit of an upper hand.
What do you mean by that?
In terms of, like, streams and stuff, like, he gets a lot of attention. So he has that going. But
he doesn't really meld with the music that 4K FM generally creates.
Yes, and that's another thing that I wanted to say. You know, this is just my opinion at the end of the day, but this is a popular opinion held within the collective. And, you know, we're all, like, music makers at the end of the day. We're not, like, just some Joe Schmoes who, like, just yap about music. No ground to talk on, but me and a lot of the people, we think this guy's music sucks. This guy makes terrible Wi-Fi skeleton-esque music, and
you said esque?
Yeah. It's just like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. He definitely does. It's very depressing.
Should we, like... Let's go to...
I don't know if he has any music that we can play. But pretty much...
Really, this...
Just to recap the whole drama, is that this kid, PM, or Paste Memory, Past Memories... I always called him boy. Pasty Memories.
Pasty Boy Memories.
Because that's how I read it, I, like,
well,
am bad
also,
at reading.
Well, then also, like, you look at his face, and he has his face on his account, and he looks like a pasty goofball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how old is he? He's 18?
He's 18. I always thought he was 15 years old, just because, like, the way he acted, and he wasn't... He wasn't the brightest, he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, but, you know, he was fun, he was entertaining, but he didn't really do anything for the collective. He didn't really rock with us. Like, he would make stuff in the Discord, he would, like, freestyle or whatever, and he would use, like, our tags and stuff, but he never really used the 4K FM tags. He never really, like, you know, promoted that he was in 4K FM. And like Joe said earlier, he kind of, you know, we could tell he was about to ego us because he was starting to get some views. And he was, you know, so we just kind of cut him off real quick. And the whole beef kind of stemmed originally from our good friend and 4K FM drill sergeant Dez. He asked, you know, PM if he could go like the songs or just listen to them. You know, if PM could have been like, nah, I don't want to like them or whatever, but he said he would, never did. And so Dez, you know, kind of confronted him about it, and yeah, it just kind of got out of hand from there. There was something else I was gonna say. He never, like, really collabed with anyone in 4KFM. And...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He pretty much rode off our coattails. And that's what Dez's biggest issue was with him, was that he would, you know, he would listen to our music and he would be like, yeah, I like this and stuff. But, I mean, look at all of us. We always use the same two tags. We use 4K, Flash Money, and then we use the, here you need some Flash Money. That's my favorite tag. I love that tag.
There are other tags, too. Like, you don't even need to use those ones.
Yeah, those are the only two that I have. I know that there's some other drum kits out there that's got some, but I do not have those drum kits. I've seen Joe's FL and Henny D's FL. They have a lot more stuff than I do. A lot more packs.
They're all on the Discord.
Hmm.
I got started last year. I was getting back into producing, and Henny D gave me the hand weep kit, and I was just spamming that for a while. And then I started making my own kit. I really like the Minecraft hit marker sound effect. I was using that a lot. You can use it as a snare, you can use it as a hi-hat. You can use it as a clap. It's very versatile. I like that one.
You'll have to show me.
Yeah.
You have to put me on.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
I'm not gonna lie, Leo. I need a water break right now. I think we should take 5 right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna honestly let this keep playing. I have some more Cuphead queued up. I just honestly love the, you know, like the heavy swing jazz music. Like,
yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's very, it feels right for this setting.
I think I will head out though, so I won't be back after the break. But
yeah,
to everyone listening, I love you, and I hope you have a blessed night. And there will be more of me later. I'm doing my training soon. My on-air test. I'm gonna become a DJ on this very here station, and I'll have my own show, and Nady will definitely appear on it. So,
you know,
because I know you guys, you know, listening can't get enough of Nady, because
I'm just entertaining. Like,
frankly, he's the best. Like,
come on, and you know I don't even have to say it. I got my boy Leo to say it for me. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But honestly, Leo, I appreciate you for sticking around. I know you got some stuff to do. So,
I wanted to see how you run the show. You're a good host. I like this.
I appreciate you, Leo. And, you know, I will be back in 5 minutes, and we will pick it up from there. I appreciate you for coming on. And
of course.
It's unfortunate that Joe couldn't come on, but, you know, Joe is a busy man. He's got his own stuff going on, so shout out to Joe, man.
And shout out to him.
We will be back.
Peace.
Going after our fans.
We have a Hundreds meal at McDonald's.
You mean the Saja Boys breakfast meal?
Ours has ramyun McShaker fries.
Ours has hash browns.
Thank you.
We are back. It is just me and the stew now. I'm not gonna lie. It does feel a little weird being in the studio alone. I mean, I don't think I've ever been here alone, but hold on, guys. Give me one sec. I want to dim the lights in here. All right, there we go. Hold on, I did pause the music just because I wanted to come back. Let me play some more Cuphead in the background, but I don't know, we're gonna talk for a little bit. This is Railroad Wrath. This is the boss battle theme for the Phantom Express, which is a boss that I have not gotten up to yet in the game, so. But it's alright. We'll get there eventually. But, yeah, I don't know. I was planning on talking to people for a little bit, but, you know. Ooh, that's a little loud. I was planning on talking to Joe,
I appreciate that Leo was able to stick around for a little bit. But, you know, now I think I'm just gonna relax a little bit and, you know, let the music do the talking, you know? You know, it's unfortunate that I listen to a lot of underground hip-hop and a lot of it is explicit and you cannot play it on the radio and there are no clean versions out, which is unfortunate. But there is this one shoegaze band that I like. I like me some good shoegaze, some soft mellow rock. This band, Wayside, from Australia. And, you know, they came about, I want to say, late 2010s, like really late, like 2019 maybe. And, ooh, that is not them. But, yeah, they have like three albums and they have been making a splash on the scene. I cannot spell. My bad. But, here we go. One of my favorite bands. I think we're gonna play like three songs from them. Sounds good. They have, okay, so let's take a look, because they have two albums, and I love both of them. Or excuse me, they have an EP and an album. And so they actually started in 2017 and came out with a self-titled EP. And then they came out with their breakthrough album, Shine On To Me. And I love this album, honestly. Like, but then they have another album too. Let's look at the albums. Yes, 2023. What does your soul look like? I actually did not know that was the name of this album. I thought it was like something about what do you see when you look into my eyes or something. I don't know. But no, this album is, I don't know, this is a really revolutionary album in my eyes. Not too many skips off of here. So I just wanna have you guys listen to a couple songs from them. Some soft rock, you know. I do not want to listen to any hard rock right now. So we're gonna let that play in just a second. But yeah, no, I had a chill weekend. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I got to do a lot of relaxing, honestly, and just a lot of recovering. I don't know, I just feel like school's been wonky. It hasn't been overbearing, per se, but it's been kind of wonky. So, I don't know, but, you know, enough of me talking. Let's start to get these songs queued up. So we got, let's see. There's so many good songs. All right, we know we got to play Lean Into It. That's a definite play. Maybe Parallax Error. And then I'm thinking it's between Half Nelson and Proud of You. But because it's more of a relax, more of a calm, as Leo and Joe would say, low cortisol
type of vibe that we got going on. I think we're going to play Proud of You. Half Nelson's got a little bit of a harder riff, I feel like. So, you know, enough of me talking. Let's get right into it. And, yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
I'm not afraid to
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola.
That was Proud of You by Wayside. My favorite shoegaze band right now, honestly. Great band from Australia. So I got a text from my mom telling me that she wanted a recommendation. So I figured for the last 10 minutes, why not give her that request? And so she wanted a reggae song, and she also wanted a techno song for my stepdad. That's very typical of both of them. That is right up their alley. So I do not know why that ad is playing. That is a terrible ad. But my mom has better ads than that. All right, but for the recommendation, I'm sorry, Mom, but for the recommendation, I think I got a good one. And when I think of reggae artists that my mom likes, I know she likes Shaggy, but I also know she likes some Shabba Ranks. And so, let's see if they got this and is popular. Yes, they do. Condon. That's how I pronounce it. I think that's how you pronounce it. I remember hearing this song once when she was sunbathing, and I just really liked it. And so I'm going to play this song, and I hope she likes it. And while that song is playing, I am going to look for a techno song to play for Tommy. So here's Condon by Shabba Ranks. I hope you enjoy, Mom.
Shabba, the symbol of S, that is an all girls chest. Remember, you can't done. Be X-rated. That make the woman excited, like a poet is recited, X-rated. Make the girl get haunted. Fool man, them a say, who said that woman can't done? Can't tell done. Them, say the woman don't come to done. Who said that woman can't done? Can't tell done. Them, say the woman them can't done. And took one wash. In a Tony Dung, girl, put me your foot on next man, welcome. And took one wash. In a Tony Dung, girl, put me your foot on next man, welcome. And back it then up. Them say, woman done. Married walking stick. Them say, woman done. Man, a boss, Them say, woman done. Man, I use woman still. I say, woman done. No. Who said that woman can done? No. Then them say, the woman don't come to done. No. Who said that woman can done? No. Then them say, the woman don't come to done. It's a lot of fat and material and it can't rub down. True, it can't done, it can't done. Oh yes, before it done, hospital bed well come through. It can't done, it can't done. The bow, before it done, mad dog go have fun right. It can't done, it can't done. Oh yes, I better you cool and the bother run it down. Oh, say that woman can't done. Can't tell done. Them say the woman can't done. The bow, oh, say that woman can't done. Can't tell done. Them say the woman them can't done. X-ray.
You can't done.
That make the woman excited. Like a couple images excited, X-rated.
You can't done.
That make woman done haunted. I'm telling you, one man from the right and one from the left. The two of them challenge the woman and wind up in a mess. One gone, a hospital gone, go take test. And next one in a casket, go read him again. Who said that woman can't done?
Can't done.
Tell them, say the woman don't come to done. Who said that woman can't done?
Can't
tell
done.
Them, say the woman don't come to done.
No.
She's like a chihuahua, she a blossom. Woman can't done, no care how them have fun. Woman can't done, but man body run. One took one wash, and then you turn it down, girl. Put me your foot on next man, welcome. One took one wash, and then you turn it down, woman. Put me your foot on next man, welcome. X-rated.
Tell me about
that. Made the girl them excited, like a poet, me too excited. X-rated.
Tell me about.
and the girl get wanted. Shabba, tell them it can't done, it can't done. It be out of football material and no man can't done. Yes, it can't done, it can't done. Man gone, Mr. Wang and the back long down. Oh, say that woman can't done. Tell them, say the woman don't come to done. If the jungle's girls, them don't come to done. If the sandpipe girls, them don't come to done. If the Tivoli girls, them don't come to done. You just put up your hand and wind your bottom. Oh, say that woman can't done. Can't man bang. Then that woman can't done. Oh, said that woman can't done. Can't everybody run down, woman can't done. If she produce a daughter, if she produce a son. She reach 28, that means you still can't done. You reach 45, that means you still can't done. You just kick out your foot and wind your bottom. Wind your, wind your, wind, wind your bottom.
All right, that was Can Done by Shabba Ranks. I hope I'm not butchering that. That's what I hear in the song when I listen to it. But I was searching for a good techno song to end off this very beautiful night, this beautiful April 12th. Some pretty good mild weather in Oneonta today, you know, it was in the 50s, but a good, like, 40s feels like. It's not bad, but I was thinking, honestly, let's go simple. Let's just go with some Skrillex. I love the song, what is it? Scary Monsters and Sprites, right? Like, I don't know. I have it queued up. Let's just play it out of the queue right now. And real quick before I go, because this will be the last song I play to end off the show, I just hope that everybody had a good night, had a good weekend, and that we have a good week ahead. I know tomorrow is Monday, but I don't know. I'm feeling good about this week. I feel like this was a very, very successful show. I was not planning on doing this show alone, honestly, for my second show, but I think I thugged it out like a boss, like a G. But yeah, I don't know. There's not really much more to say. I'm going to close it out. Here we go with Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex. And this is for you, Tommy. Shout out to you. And let's go. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.